What if your life could be read like a compelling book? When filmmakers approached Donald Miller about adapting his memoir into a movie, he discovered something unsettling. His actual life was too boring for film. This revelation launched him on a journey to understand what makes stories meaningful and how to apply those principles to create a life worth living. The truth is simple. If what we choose to do with our lives won't make a meaningful story, it won't make a meaningful life either. Looking back at my memories, winning at something, losing at something, dental appointments, I realized my life had been a series of random experiences without a coherent narrative. I'd had moments that made me believe we're all poems coming out of the mud, watching sunsets with friends, meeting interesting people, but these moments weren't connected by a meaningful story arc. As we worked on the screenplay, I began seeing Movie Don as someone entirely different from me, better looking, quietly mysterious, confident with women. Without realizing it, I was crafting an improved version of myself, a character worth telling stories about. A story is a character who wants something and overcomes conflict to get it, a formula powering everything from ancient myths to modern blockbusters. In Star Wars, characters' distinct wants drive the story forward. It made me wonder if our lives seem muddled because we keep walking into scenes without knowing what we want. When my friend Jason's daughter turned to drugs at 13, he realized she lacked purpose. He committed them to raising $25,000 for a Mexican orphanage. She found meaning, created a fundraising website, and left her problematic relationship. As Jason noted, no girl who plays the role of a hero dates a guy who uses her. Better stories inspire better choices. Characters don't choose to change. They must be forced through dramatic events. When I suggested my character Don should simply choose his college, my screenwriter friend Ben corrected me. Characters don't really choose to move. They have to be forced. This explains why people often return to familiar, bad situations. I learned this lesson when I casually mentioned plans to hike the Inca Trail to impress a girl. When she committed to join, I discovered it was a grueling 14,000-foot climb requiring serious fitness. I'd created a doorway I couldn't retreat from, now committed to both a potential romance and an adventure I wasn't prepared for. With no choice but to get in shape or face humiliation, I joined a gym. My trainer Dave showed me how meaningful goals drive real change. Unlike previous fitness attempts, this time I had genuine motivation. While ambition creates fear, it also creates the story. And a clear horizon gives you reason to rise. The Bible's most repeated command, "Do not fear," appears over 200 times, suggesting that while fear is natural, we shouldn't let it control us. Pain forges unique bonds between people. On our cross-country bike trip, 15 strangers became inseparable through weeks of extreme heat and sleeping under overpasses. Hardships that created deeper connections than casual friendship ever could. I remember collapsing in sparse shade by Joshua Tree railroad tracks, knowing this suffering would become meaningful. Like the Montana family, whose daughter, back in her California mansion's hot tub, wept missing the challenges that had united them. During our Machu Picchu trek, our guide said pilgrims chose the difficult path because the more painful the journey, the more the traveler would appreciate the city. Despite exhaustion, we ran the final miles to the Sun Gate, where fog-shrouded ruins appeared more magnificent for our effort. The challenging journey had transformed both the destination and ourselves. We love stories with perfect resolutions precisely because they don't exist in real life. The myth of utopia misleads us by promising wholeness through achievements, possessions, or status. Life has high points, making the team, getting engaged, but these are chapters, not endings. The player faces new challenges, the bride still knows loneliness. Growing up, I believed Jesus would perfectly fill my heart's void. But the apostles never promised earthly bliss. They faced persecution and death. The gospel offers hope, not perfection. After my girlfriend left for Switzerland, I realized I'd been worshiping romantic completion. when you stop expecting perfect fulfillment from relationships, possessions, or even faith, you can appreciate them for what they are. What makes experiences memorable are specific scenes, not general impressions. When my friend Megan described her transformative summer camp experience, she recalled crawling through mud, parasailing at sunset, and climbing onto cabin roofs for dawn talks. As a screenwriter, I learned memorable scenes need striking locations. During 6 weeks with a visiting friend, what stands out are special moments: hiking to a waterfall with Lucy, kayaking with a floating picnic. When Joy mentioned loving to run through fields as a child, I pulled over to watch her become a speck on the horizon. If life mirrors story, its purpose must be character transformation. In meaningful narratives, protagonists change from jerk to nice person, coward to hero. We're meant to live through experiences that transform us. This transformation was evident in Mike Barrow, the oldest rider on our cross-country bike trip. Iron Mike had a troubled past of failed marriages, addiction, and abandoned family. He joined determined not to quit again. On our final day at the Delaware shore, we asked Mike to lead us in. We crashed our bikes into the dunes and carried them to the ocean. Iron Mike turned to me with tear-filled eyes before leading us into the water, transformed through the story he chose to live. A good storyteller creates rather than critiques. My friend Bob Goff exemplifies this. When his child complained of boredom on New Year's Day, he started a neighborhood parade with one rule: everyone participates. Now hundreds return annually. A good storyteller includes others. In Uganda, Bob invited me to plant a tree at his school, a simple act that led me to sponsor a child from a Kampala prison. As Bob says, nobody gets to watch the parade. As Uganda's American consul, Bob's family wrote to world leaders requesting sleepovers and interviews. 29 responded. Through meeting dignitaries worldwide, Bob learned that people are just people, while his children gained dignity from their extraordinary story. In a world of meaningless narratives, speaking a better story matters. Perhaps God meant for us to chase sticks and ducks, create families, and share in His joy. Ecclesiastes suggests enjoy your work, cherish your marriage, and obey God, as if saying, write a good story, take somebody with you, and let me help. The question remains, what story will you write with your life?